This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the cost of a divided heart. In this series, we're taking a closer look at Solomon's life. Recently, we talked about Solomon's insatiable desire for wealth and material possessions. He took on a mindset that he just needed one more wife, just one more chariot, which would lead him to having 700 wives and 1,400 chariots. Solomon's first downfall came when he allowed the influences of this world to pull him further and further away from God. His next downfall would come when he allowed his heart to become divided. He wanted things both ways. He did things God's way one day and his way the next. So we know that Solomon had a weakness for women, which led him to marrying foreign women. Now, God warned Solomon about this because these foreign women worshiped other gods. Initially, Solomon built little shrines for his wives so they could burn their incense and make sacrifices to their gods. But before long, Solomon would soon be joining his wives to worship these other gods. This would ultimately lead to Solomon's undoing. Evil had gained a foothold into his heart, which caused his wholehearted love for God to become divided, worshiping his heavenly Father one day and these earthly gods the next. Is your heart conflicted today? Are you doing what God asks you to do one day and doing what you desire the next? As you reflect on that, let's cling to these words from Solomon. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust him wholeheartedly.